The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about how crisis can impact the way we think about finances. And if we look past this over this past year, you can see all the things as a country, as a family, as an individual that you have walked through. And it's important to understand that when we walk through something so unprecedented, so huge as this COVID crisis, that it actually does impact the way we see things going forward. And as a country, as we're coming out of the crisis and we're going into a rebuilding mode, it's so critical that we make sure that we make that shift in our mind, that we recognize, okay, wait a minute, with everything that happened, I began to think and view things through a crisis lens. And now as we go through the rebuilding, we need to make sure that we shift out of crisis and we shift into a rebuilding thought process mode. And the reason why this is so important is as we begin to rebuild and as the second quarter reports start coming out about our economy and about unemployment and businesses that maybe didn't make it and all these different things, it can be easy. If you're in crisis mode, if you're still thinking through a process that is saying crisis is still happening, then we react as if we're in crisis. And what we need to understand is that going forward, we are going to see some bad reports. We're not going to be happy when we see the unemployment. We're not going to be happy. Now they're saying there could be 26% of small businesses that will never reopen. We're not going to be happy when we don't see the results that we're hoping to see. But if we can understand, okay, take a deep breath, we're rebuilding right now and reset our expectations, then when we receive reports that, gee, we wish we didn't have to read this report and we wish it was something different, instead of reverting back into thinking it's a crisis and hunkering down, we say, yep, okay, I see this report, but I'm still going to find where are the good reports, where does it show that we're moving forward, and I'm going to keep taking those steps. And that's so critical across the board, but economically, with our finances, it is extremely critical that we begin to look at this and understand that it's going to be okay. And yes, we are moving forward. Some days it's going to feel like, hey, the victory isn't just standing. And some days it will seem like, oh, we're barely moving forward. But if we will continue the forward momentum, if we will continue to put one foot in front of the other, if we will look towards the future, then we can have hope and we will eventually see how it comes around. You know, I remember, and I've probably shared this story before, but it's so ministered to my spirit. And I really believe it was really good timing. You know, back in November, I had gone to Washington. So, okay, this whole crisis wasn't going on. And I remember going to the Lincoln Memorial, and I never realized, and I had been there before, that underneath it, you could go in and there was on the walls, these big etchings, and there were pictures and things were written up. But there was one picture that literally showed the Capitol in such disarray. It was broken and burned and it just rubble everywhere. But there was one picture showing that the actual dome and everything was being rebuilt, how it was coming together. And underneath this caption of showing part of the Capitol and Washington, D.C. being destroyed, but a part of it being rebuilt, the caption underneath said, "We will continue to rebuild lest the people think that we have lost hope and do not believe we will survive." And when I saw that, it just so witnessed in my spirit, I'm like, yeah, that old hoorah came out. And I began to realize that when things look like they're falling apart, when they look like things have been burned and it's a pile of rubble, and we can be tempted in a crisis mindset to give up and not see opportunities, it is then we need to continue to rebuilding, because it's not just hope for yourself, it's hope for our children, it's hope for our community, our state, and our nation. When we begin to realize that we must rebuild in the midst of rubble. Now, there's not a lot of rubble per se around the United States. I realize that. But there are a lot of closed signs. There are a lot of places where individuals may not open up again. And that is rubble. That is the demise or destruction, the collection of dreams that aren't going to come true for that business owner and their family. That represents a lot of hard work in that closed for business sign. But what we need to do is come around as a community and begin to find areas where we can rebuild. And the importance of doing this goes back to the fact that we have to switch from a crisis mindset to rebuilding. Now, I want to speak to this for a moment, because a lot of times people say, oh, it's just simple. I'll just say, oh, we're no longer in crisis, and then I'll just start move forward in rebuilding. But I want to walk you through psychologically how this works, and this is from a very broad overview. And I do want to encourage you, if you want more information on this, and I always love to know the psychology of something or the why behind money, the why behind the way we think. And if this is of interest to you, please let me know. In fact, you can contact us at crystalclearfinances.com. And Dr. Henry Cloud did a talk, which I was privileged to be able to attend online, not in person because of all the COVID and the regulations here. But I was able to participate in this, and he went through an hour and a half, almost 2 hour discussion. And I'd love to be able to provide that information to you. So give us a call or send us an email at crystalclearfinances.com if you'd like us to connect you with that information. But today, at least, let me give you the broad overview of what he talked about. And he talked about the fact that when it comes to how the human mind is made up, is that we need connection. You know, there are those of us who are extroverts and those that are introverts. And I know that introverts don't need a lot of connection, but there is an area, at least one person, or for some people, they need 50 people. But regardless, humans need to connect. And when we are not able to communicate and we're not able to connect, what that psychologically does is allows panic to rise. And when panic starts arising because we don't feel like we're being heard, we don't feel like we're being connected to people, it reduces the ability to think clearly and to come up with problem-solving solutions. So I want to pause here for a moment. If you look about what has happened over the last few months, you know, as individuals, we have been forced to not have connection, and there has been a lot of communication breakdown for individuals. Now, prayerfully, if you're one of our Crystal Clear Finances clients, you know that did not impact you to the degree that some businesses I saw it impact. We have been sending out our newsletters every other week, giving updates. We're sending out prayer cards. We're doing phone calls and bomb videos and everything we can to make sure our clients are feeling heard, that we're communicating and staying connected. But across the country, I would say as a whole, we're seeing that many people did not feel heard, did not feel that they had a way to communicate successfully with their loved ones, things that were normal to them in their work environment, and that connection went down and panic arose. And one thing about this panic is that when you're in a state where you're not feeling connected, you are feeling alone, I found it interesting how we cannot function in problem-solving mode, and it literally shuts it down. And I've thought of cases. Have you ever heard of something where someone was hurt and you think, why didn't they just run away? Why didn't they just do this? And the reason why is because when they were in that panic mode, they couldn't clearly see the way of escape. When we go through a crisis like COVID-19 and we lose connection, it's very easy to slip into that same type of pattern where we don't think clearly. We need to shift this because we must think clearly and we must problem solve our way back into a thriving economy. I want you to look at your finances. When you're looking at them, if you're feeling a panic right now, maybe it is, well, gee, I don't know if there's going to be enough. Maybe you were laid off. Maybe you were self-employed and you weren't able to have the resources, or you own your own business and you're trying to keep it alive. Understanding that panic does not help you problem solve. In fact, if that panic continues to rise, clear thinking and positive problem solving actually is reduced. That's proven. So what we want to do is we want to begin connecting, looking at what the problem is, and literally writing down, okay, here are the things that I am fearing. Here's what I believe is going to happen. And then we begin to say, okay, now what are the steps that we can begin to take? Where can I learn more? Where can I plug in? Whether it's webinars, what are books that I can read? Or if there are areas where you say, well, I just need a whole break from that, what are the new things that you've wanted to do in the past that you can begin to embrace? Because what we need to do in order to transition from crisis thinking into rebuilding thinking, which is where we're going as a country, we're turning our economy back on. We turned it off to try to save lives. We're turning it back on so that as a whole, as a country, as all the people together, we can move forward. We've got to start rebuilding. Now, the second thing that happens in a crisis is not only is connection and communication cut off, and that lowers our ability to think things through, but structure. Structure is impacted. And one of the things as humans that we need as individuals are those routines that become familiar and dependable. Now, we may not have liked the routine of having to get up every morning, get ready for work, drive 45 minutes. That's just me talking, driving 45 minutes, whatever your travel time was, driving to work and the whole pattern of the day. Maybe you didn't like it, but it at least was familiar and dependable. See, as individuals, we thrive on structure. Now, I know there are some that they thrive on structure. I mean, boom, every minute they've got this whole thing charted out. Not everybody's like that. But the one common denominator is some sense of structure in their life, a sense of sameness. And when routine is broken, we go back into that crisis mentality and we're like the flailing person who's drowning because we don't know what to latch on to. So as we transition back into rebuilding our country, rebuilding our family finances, rebuilding businesses, rebuilding the community, one of the things that you can do is begin setting realistic, small goals so that you can begin to experience victories. Now you might say, oh, well, I don't want to set goals. When it comes to the routine, it could just be this. You know what? My new routine is I'm going to get up and I'm going to have a cup of coffee and then I'm going to exercise. Then I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to get dressed in work clothes and then I'm going to go into my pretend office here at my home where my computer is set up and I'm going to work for 2 hours and then I'm going to time it and I'm going to take a short break and then I'm going to come back in. And you begin to set up realistic small structure goals so that the routine can begin to set in. Now, I know as we rebuild this country, there are different new routines that are about to happen right now. And I understand that's another sense of change. But as we begin to move past crisis mode, we begin to reconnect with individuals, we make sure we're communicating with those we love and those that we need to do business with. We set up our structure. The same thing can be done in our finances. If you're at a place, and there's different levels that I'm talking to through this radio program and through our podcast, and I understand. So if where you're at right now, finances are really tight and you're nervous about how am I going to keep moving forward, there are still things that you can do today, whether it's just writing out, okay, so this is how much we have coming in. I have a decision as far as how much I can spend in different areas. I'm going to look at my finances once a week, and then after that, I'm going to put them up. Or maybe as previous programs we've talked about, or as we've done our Wealthy Wednesday on our Facebook Live page, you can look at what are your skill sets and talents and maybe bake some things and be able to sell that, or maybe find other areas where you can generate income. If you're great at landscaping, maybe creating extra income in that area. But we're going to begin to set a structure, even with our finances, of what we're going to look at and the things we can do. Now, some of you are saying, Crystal, I do have resources, and understand I'm speaking to all demographics and all income levels, because we're working in our offices at Crystal Clear Finances from everyone who is just getting started in finances to the multimillionaires, because we're all at different levels and we want to make sure we meet the need, because the common goal is to have that confidence, to make sure you have confidence at whatever income level you're at, so that you're making the decisions that are right for you and your family. So now, if you're in a place where you do have reserves, you do have that extra resources, well, then now's where we begin to say, okay, well, how do we structure this and see opportunities where we can either A, invest more in the opportunities in the market, and then we can begin to look for opportunities that are out there in our community that we can sow into and give into the lives of other people. So let's kind of review this. We want to make sure how we transition from crisis to rebuilding is we're going to make sure we're in proper communication with each other. You should be communicating with your financial planner. Your financial planner should be communicating with you. You should be communicating with your loved ones. You should make sure that the panic, is going down, because clear thinking and problem solving over your situation, believing that we're coming out of it, and part of the way to do that is set up structure. And then the third point is that we want to have control. See, when we went into this COVID crisis, one of the things that happened was it removed all sense of control, because there was no choices. But I want you to understand, we have choices. And the way to step out of a crisis mindset is to begin to remind yourself, wait a minute, it may be a small choice, but I do have a choice. I can still go to the store. I can still go for a run. I can still look at what my gifts and talents are and create income from that level. I can still pour into the lives of my children that I'm now homeschooling. A lot of things that you do have control on. Let's start focusing in on writing the things that we do have control on. We have control also in our finances and what we choose to invest. You know, one of the things we're doing right now with our clients is saying, okay, so we're coming out of this, we're rebuilding, they're seeing their accounts rebounding and going forward. We're having those discussions of saying, okay, going forward in the future, and we go through another downturn in the market, because we always do. Right? We go through the downturn, then the market rebounds, and we go through the downturn. It's a cycle. It's been repeated year over year over year. So we will go through another downturn again. Who knows what the cause will be this time? But we're being able to sit down with our clients and say, hey, how did this whole experience, was that too much risk? And where did you see that there were weak spots when you went through this, so that we can put a game plan together, so that next time we go through a downturn like this, you don't have to experience the same things you're experiencing today. So that is a plan that we're starting to put in place, and you have the control to look and write down everything you didn't like that you experienced in this pandemic and what it did to your finances. And then we can sit down and say, okay, now how do we put a plan together to make sure that you don't experience that again? One of the things that we have done with our clients, and this is an option for you as well, is we said, okay, how did your safe money do while the market was down? Well, those who we had worked with that created safe money outside the market, they were able to breathe much easier during this downturn, because they weren't looking at that as the only source of what they would have for retirement income. So now those who didn't have safe money in place, now we're meeting with them and saying, okay, as we're coming out of this, let's begin building that safe tank, so that when we experience another downturn in the market, maybe it's next year, maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's in 10 years, but regardless, it's coming sometime. We want to have the proper position so that you don't experience the stress that you did this time. So kind of look at this as a dry run. It let you see where there were areas, where there were cracks and fracture stresses in your finances. So now let's meet and let's talk about what do we need to do to fix the fracture stresses that were in your finances. What are the areas that we can control going forward? And see, when you make these shifts that we're talking about and you start saying, okay, there are things that I can control. There are plans I can put in place so we don't have to repeat this again in the future, that if the market goes down in the future, which pretty sure it will, not that doesn't mean I'm saying this year. We do think it would be a bumpy year this year, but we see positive things coming, but there will eventually be a downturn. We want to take the steps so that you're ready for the next one. And let me just finish. I know we're getting close to our time together. But as we look at this, there are two more that I want to go through, and that's dealing with the sense of accomplishment and having a big picture. But let me quick take a 30-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. This is Crystal Langdon from Crystal Clear Finances. Many of you know me from our weekly radio program and our daily financial gems. For over 20 years, we've also been hosting live events and teaching how you can save, invest, and have the proper protection for your family. However, for your safety, we temporarily suspended all our live events, but we also want to make sure you still keep growing financially. So we're proud to announce a new way to gain financial confidence with our free online Facebook Live webinars. Every Wednesday at 5:30 on the Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, we'll be providing financial insights so you can confidently face every financial decision. Wealthy Wednesday webinars at 5:30 on Facebook. We will see you there. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. It is such a pleasure to be here with you today. And today we're talking about how crisis can impact the way that we think about finances, that we literally need now is the opportune time to shift our mindset from crisis mode to rebuilding mode, because we are rebuilding. And I want to encourage you, before we go back into our topics, I have 2 points left on it that I want to make. I want to invite you to attend our Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page. Every Wednesday at 5:30, we do a Wealthy Wednesday, which is 5, maybe 10 minutes, where we give financial insight so that you can continue to have confidence when you're making financial decisions. Now, if you're not available at 5:30, that's okay. We record it live and then we keep it posted on the Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page. But I want to invite you to go ahead and join us on that page. And then also we have the Crystal Clear Finances podcast that you can find on iTunes, and we invite you to tune in there as well. But let's go ahead and let's turn back to what we're talking about today. I want to make sure that we get the last 2 points in. We're talking about how crisis impacts the way we think about finances. It's the way we're thinking about rebuilding. We've got to go into this next phase with a rebuilding mindset so that when we hear negative reports, we do not shut down and get overloaded with panic, right? We don't have post-traumatic stress. We begin to focus on where we're going in the future. So we talked about the fact at the beginning of our program that when people enter crisis, they go through that part where the panic arises, and when they're separated from connection from individuals and from communication, panic rises and the ability for clear thinking and positive problem solving decreases. And so what we want to do is we want to switch that. We want to turn the panic off, make that go down, and the ability to think clearly and to positive problem solve our way into a booming economy. The other thing that we talked about, it's important that we have structure. So in crisis, the routines that were familiar and dependable and things that felt the same, they were broken. So we must go back through a pattern and begin to reestablish structure. And whether that structure is just as simple as saying, you know what, I'm going to go down and every morning at 7 o'clock, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. Then at 7:30, I'm going to have quiet time, and then I'm going to go exercise. And by 9 o'clock, I will be showered and dressed in my work clothes in front of my computer in my makeshift home office. Then that's what you need to do. It's structure. It's building that back in, and it's taking the power of crisis away. The third one we talked about was control, because crisis removes the sense of control, because it eliminates, in essence, it took away a lot of choices. And we need to recognize, okay, it feels like I have no choices, but you do have choices, and we need to begin to physically write down, I have the choice of how I'm going to spend my money. I have the choice of being able to strengthen my skill set so that I can make more money. I have the choice to tap into learning videos or reading books. There are choices we can make when our mind psychologically understands that you have choices. Then it begins to respond towards it. And so the last two I want to cover in our remaining 5 minutes is accomplishment. We need to have areas where we feel competent and we feel like we're adding value. When we're stuck at home, when we're by ourselves, when we don't know what to do, there is no sense of I'm not adding value. There's a sense of that I'm not adding value. Let me correct that sentence. Because we need to feel like, okay, I'm accomplishing something. I'm feeling competent in this area. And so that's where we go back to our giftings. That's where we go back to our talents and say, what is it that I can do? And you know what? As I've been driving through our town, I see that people have now weeded their gardens. People have weeded around their flower beds. People are getting out, and I love it because it's a sense of accomplishment. And where you may have found your sense of accomplishment by what you did at work or how much you were adding to your investments or how great they were growing, whatever that is, and maybe you're not experiencing that now, one of the things we can do is find areas where you can experience that sense of accomplishment because it turns off the crisis mode and helps you believe that you can rebuild. And the last area that we're going to focus on before we close today is the big picture. In the midst of crisis, it is hard to see if we're going to make it through. But this is where we must remind ourselves of past experiences and our resiliency to come through. We as a country have faced 9/11. We as a country have faced the Great Depression. We as a country have faced so many huge monumental attacks against us, and yet we have come through. And some of those attacks were internal, and some of those attacks were from outside our country. But regardless, we have been able to pull together, and we have made it through, and we will make it through again. Nothing has changed as far as our resiliency. This is just a new type of enemy, right? This crisis was something we hadn't planned on and didn't really know how to deal with. But I'm proud of us. As a country, we're coming through this. And yes, it has shown some people have one belief and some people have another belief. But as Americans, we are coming together and we will rebuild. We will return back on our economy. We will together work towards the common good, towards the common goal. I would advise and encourage, that's a better way because I can't give advice over the radio. So I would encourage you to look at where you are as an individual and as a family. Think of the big picture of everything that you have overcome as an individual and as a family unit. You've done it before in the past. You're going to do it again in the future. So begin to lay out that picture of where it is you want to go as an individual, as a family. You can rewrite life now. You have been given a clean slate where we can begin to say, I'm going to rebuild. But when I get busy in life again, I'm not going to do it the way I used to do it in the past. I'm not going to let a whole bunch of stuff get on my plate like it did in the past. I'm going to be selective. I understand where I'm going now, and I'm not going to be sidetracked. Understand what you're doing with your finances and make sure you put a plan in place that when we go through the next downturn, you're ready for it because you have safe money and investment money. Well, we are at the end of our time together. I hope that you've been encouraged and that you've gained confidence so that you can move forward with your finances. I want to encourage you, if you're ready, to give us a call at 518-433-7181. And let's schedule a time together, whether we do it by Zoom, whether we do it in person, we can have it set up in the appropriate way that we can meet and discuss your finances. So the next time we go around something like this, you are ready for it. And if you are already ready for it, now we can also take advantage of opportunities that are available to you in the market. Well, we are at the end of our time. I want to encourage you to join us again next week as we continue to provide more financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.